Hey, this is Zach from ALO, and you're listening to the new KRML 102.1 FM, 1410 AM. Say yes to community-focused radio.
And say yes to food fodder, because it's Wednesday at noon, and we've got our grub hunter back from the dead in the studio. He's been beating back that funk that's been making his way around, and he is back and rallied.
Yes, I'm here, and you know me, I like a good burrito or a fat cheeseburger, blue-collar food. But today we're going to talk about fine dining. What is it? What was it? How has it changed over the years? You know, we don't dress up and go dine out anymore at fancy places with fine china and maitre d's and tuxedos, that kind of thing. There are three restaurants around here who could probably be called fine dining and would be considered for a star if Michelin guide ever made it down here. Sierra Mar, Big Sur, Bernardus, Carmel Valley, and Aubergine in downtown Carmel. And this week, we're going to focus on Aubergine because Chef Justin Cogley received a huge honor by being named Best New Chef in California by Food & Wine magazine. And here's where we bring in Raul, because he dined there last night. And Raul, pretty cool award for Justin, huh?
Yeah, it's definitely a big honor, I think, to see attention from the national press, you know, down here on the Central Coast. You know, he's was in the 2013 class along with some pretty big names, chefs from New York, Michael Voltaggio from L.A.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a big honor.
So they flew him to New York last night for an awards dinner, and he will be featured in the next issue of the magazine, and really big-time stuff. And they do such a good job there. And I know last night, are you there, Raul?
I'm there. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're listening to Food Fodder. We had a little technical difficulty there. But we are on the air now with Raul, and we were talking about fine dining in Carmel, and specifically Aubergine, and the award that Chef Justin Cogley received this week by being named Best New Chef in California by Food & Wine magazine. They flew him out to New York City last night and for an awards dinner. And pretty cool for Little Carmel to get that national attention. Raul, you were there last night, and what was the buzz at the restaurant?
Yeah, definitely everyone was really excited for Justin's win. You know, it's great to see the national press giving some, you know, love here to the Central Coast. And last night was actually one of their Food for Thought dinners. So what's really, I think, fun about Aubergine is that they have these, you know, dinners every now and then, about usually twice a month. One, the Food for Thought series, that's usually focused on kind of an ingredient, and then the Terroir series that's focused more on kind of a cuisine or a type of food or experience. And both of them give the kitchen and Chef Justin in particular a chance to really shine and try some new and different cuisine. And last night's dinner was actually focused on vegetarian food. As you know, I've kind of been
off
the vegetarian train lately. And it was an amazing four-course dinner with wine pairings. It was really quite outstanding.
Wow. And, you know, so fine dining has obviously changed over the years. We don't dress up and go out anymore. You know, there aren't as many places with maitre d's and tuxedos. And I think most people think of fine dining as being stuffy, but Aubergine just went through a new remodel, and it's not stuffy at all, right? I mean, it's expensive, but what should people expect when they dine there?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly a dinner that you should get dressed up for, you know, jacket, you know, for guys, certainly is recommended. And it's, I think, not nearly as stuffy as everyone, you know, thinks when they hear the word fine dining. I mean, like, we went last night at a very lovely dinner, my friend and I, and I think everyone's always afraid, you know, they get sticker shock when they hear fine dining. But I would actually argue that the dinner last night was incredibly affordable. It was just $85 for a four-course dinner. With wine pairings, to me, that's a, you know, a pretty good deal, considering the caliber of food that you get. Last night's dinner, we had, you know, lovely little courses, several amuse courses to start out, amuse bouche, for instance, a nice little shooter of ossi with tonka beans and coconut milk. That was a really nice, just kind of energetic little sip to start the dinner. Lovely little bites, like one of my favorites was a you know, little medley of peas and pea shoots with some strawberry granita and some fermented green strawberries. So just really nice little refreshing courses to kind of whet your appetite. And then some really very creative very inventive vegetarian cuisine for the main event. An asparagus dish, for instance. There was sous vide cooked asparagus with kind of a asparagus kind of juices and forming like a broth around it with a little bit of oil of wild ginger. That was really nice. And then my favorite savory course was actually a dish of sprouted legumes, and it was served over a really lovely smoked egg yolk, and then got this nice little pop of texture from the legumes and also from smoked trout roe. I think that was a really nice touch to it. It's really cool how they're incorporating all these different ingredients and many different sorts of techniques and played it all very elegantly. It's definitely a great experience. I highly recommend.
I think the other misconception is that fine dining, the food's not going to be approachable, but his food is actually quite simple. I mean, I guess complex simplicity would be an oxymoron, but he labels his food lobster, you know, ribeye, you know, and he takes it to another level, but it's just simple food. And speaking of the ribeye, when I was there last month, I had it, and it's imported Wagyu beef from Japan, the most superior beef in the world. And he gets a birth certificate with each shipment, you know, including an animal nose print. I mean, he knows where this is coming from, and it's so marbled and so succulent. You've never had steak like it before. And so he deserves all the honors he gets, and congratulations once again to Chef Cogley. And when we're talking best bite, let's keep it with aubergine. And what was your best bite there?
You know, I really have to say, actually, one of my favorite bites was dessert, and I think we should definitely give a shout-out to Ron Mendoza, the pastry chef there. He's incredibly talented as well, and he's got some really creative desserts that he does there at Aubergine that, you know, match the caliber of Justin's savory preparations in the kitchen. And last night he did a really lovely dish with some white chocolate and broken avocado, basically taking some avocado and freezing it, mixing it also with some cucumber and lime. It was just really refreshing, and I love seeing avocado in desserts. I think it's, you know, got that nice buttery and sweet flavor to it. It's great for desserts as well as, you know, all these savory preparations that we're so used to seeing.
It is a fruit. How can we get a hold of you, Raul?
Yeah, definitely follow along on my blog, offthemenublog.wordpress.com. And then you can also follow me on Twitter at offthemenu831 or on Instagram at offthemenu831 if you want to check out the photos from last night's dinner at Aubergine.
Okay, and today's my Herald column today, I wrote about coffee. So I thought we'd do some research. Maybe next week we can talk about the best coffee places. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I like it.
Thank you, Raul. We'll see you next week.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Mike.
All right, that was Raul and the Grub Hunter with Food Fodder. We'll do it again next Wednesday at noon. If you want the scoop on the foodie scene here in the Monterey Bay, those are your guys to talk to. Current swell, the Stones, who are going to be playing up in Oakland on May 5th, and on May 8th, they'll be at the HP Pavilion in San Jose. That's on the way. Right now, it's Death Cab for Cutie and Crooked Teeth on KRML.